I'm Maya Jensen, and this is live from Studio A. And welcome to the studio. Blake Thomas is with us for the afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, thanks. Great to be here.
We're going to open with a tune, and then we'll talk about why you're here and an exciting new show in town. And you're going to kick it off with World of War.
Right on.
From Coney Island to San Francisco Bay, how my mistakes seem to fall. You take the high road, I'll take the low. Maybe we'll meet up tomorrow. Well, kindness is the currency of the free and the poor. There's nothing in this whole wide world that she can't afford. She give me love that don't beg for more. A little peace in a world of war. Well, I've got some old flames that still burn, no matter how far I roam. But I'll keep yours lit in the window of my soul, in case you can't find your way back home. Well, kindness is the currency of the free and the poor. It's nothing in this whole wide world she can't afford. She give me love that don't beg for more. A little peace in a world of war. No love, you're long gone. No kind of rest that I receive in your arms, so strange and pocket watch rare. And if I couldn't put it down in song, I'd gladly cut off all of my hair. 'Cause kindness is the currency of the free and the poor. It's nothing in this whole wide world that she can't afford. She give me love that don't beg for more. A little peace in a world of war. A little peace in a world of war. A little peace in a world of war.
Blake Thomas here on 103.3 KUMD. An original, or?
Yes, that's a tune off an album that I put out in 2008 called Flatlands.
That one was a little bit folkier. A lot of the album has a real great country feel, more country than that.
Yeah, at the time, when I was doing a lot of the writing, I was on the road quite a bit, but a lot of that time I spent down in Austin, Texas, and just all of that great Texas country music just kind of sank in.
Just seeped right in.
Yes, indeed.
Well, where are you from? Tell us where you're from and kind of how you came about to maybe making that album.
Yeah, originally I'm from Chaska, Minnesota, and grew up there, and then, set out, and I was going to become the next great American songwriter, which I clearly did. So, I'm kidding. But I moved around quite a bit, and I moved originally to Chicago and then to Milwaukee, and spent a little time here in Duluth one summer, and then out to Boston, and spent a lot of time in Madison, Wisconsin, then down to Texas.
Sounds like you're a musician.
Yes, yes.
And Flatlands, I think it got a good reviews and really a good reception.
It did. I mean, I kind of look back at that as when you know, not that like my life drastically changed or anything, but I think, you know, it changed me a little bit knowing that, you know, I could produce something that that lived up to my standards. I think we all want to kind of get to that point as artists where we're really producing things that we're just genuinely happy that we've done.
And you had a band with you on that.
I did, and I wish I could take them with me everywhere. Chauncey Ali has been a big part of my life for a long time. He's a fiddle player in Madison, and yeah, that was... who else was on that? Oh, I don't know. Folks that most people won't know, but...
Well, it's been a while. You've put out a studio album since then, 2011, The Window and the Light.
Mm-hmm. And that was another one. That was the last album that I put out before I moved from Madison to Minneapolis. So that was, it was really just a celebration of all of the people that I got to meet and work with when I was in Wisconsin, and it was a whole lot of fun to make. Yeah.
You also work in theater, and that's why you're having it in today, and we'll talk more about that in a little bit, but you've been a part of the music part of a lot of theater productions. And did you get going in that in Minneapolis? Or?
Yeah. So long story short, my wife, my now wife, Mary Fox, we've known each other since preschool, actually. And she was living in Minneapolis at the time, and she's an actor and director. And I was living in Madison. And when we got together, I moved to Minneapolis. And when I did, our two worlds just kind of converged. And as they would, and she started getting more into music, and I got more into theater, and so those artistic worlds kind of came together, and we did a bunch of projects together.
Well, I would love to hear maybe something. Do we have something from that realm, or maybe from the
sure.
other album?
Yeah,
maybe another song. What are you going
to
do?
This one, I wish actually Mary was here to sing it with me because she usually sings it. But this was from a musical that we wrote called "Stay Tuned," and it's a tune called "When the World Is Married to My Dreams."
Blake Thomas here on live from Studio A.
Raindrops on the windowpane, tapping out the words I long to hear you say to me on some distant holiday when the world is married to my dreams. I can just see us now in our autumn years, talking and laughing about all the winter, spring, and summer days it took to lead us here. Raindrops falling from the sky and the teardrops in my eyes make it hard to see the moon that surely waits to shine till the world is married to my dreams. And I know that you know that I know, so why must we still play this hurtful game? And I can just see us now in our autumn years, talking and laughing about all the winter, spring, and summer days it took to lead us here. Raindrops collect along the drive, the puddles filled with streetlights gently take their time, but me, I am dancing in my mind when the world is married to my dreams. Oh, when the world is married to my dreams.
Mary hits that high note, huh?
Yeah, she does.
Blake Thomas here, live from Studio A. That was a beautiful tune.
Well, thank you.
All right, so that leads us right into Stay Tuned was clearly is something about radio, radio, theater, drama. Talk about Stay Tuned.
Yeah, so that tune that I just played was from a musical, Stay Tuned, and it was about a radio show that was from the 50s and had been carried along by this fellow Bob for many, many years. And then Bob died, and the young folks that were working in the studio were trying to keep the show alive and enter his despicable son, Gordon, who tries to turn it into talk drive radio, and chaos ensues. And but it had a really wonderful message at the end. And from that is where we decided to actually make a live variety radio show, which is Take It With You, which debuts tonight.
Very cool. So this is something you've been working on for a while.
Yes. Yes, it has.
All right, so the promotional material says it's everything. Original music, comedy, drama, news, science, superheroes, and a dash of politics, because I hear there will be a cameo of the mayor.
Yes. Yeah, he's been so much fun to work with. But yeah, Don Ness will be stopping by. And yeah, really what we wanted to do is I got into listening to old, you know, not necessarily variety shows, but old-timey radio shows like Gunsmoke and things like that when I was driving around the country. And the thing that I love about them is that there's a storyline. And the radio that I think is popular today, the live variety radio format, is great, but we wanted to try to make something that was almost closer to a sitcom in a way, that was almost closer to Cheers, where you could really kind of identify with these characters and follow them. And so basically, yeah, it's like a mix between Cheers and A Prairie Home Companion and Austin City Limits is the goal.
So like Prairie Home Companion goes to the bar.
Exactly. It's set in a tavern, and Blake Thomas, me, is the host of this show and is also the bartender in the tavern. And so you come and you're in the world of where these characters live, and it's not so much watching, you know, a show where we're speaking to the audience. It's yeah, very much like Cheers, is that there's a studio audience and you watch us tape the show.
So it sounds like a one-night show, but it's not really.
It is not. We're doing it every month. It's every third Tuesday of the month in the Underground Theater, which is a new space. It's in the Depot Building where the Playhouse and the Train Museum is, at 506 West Michigan Street, and it's in the basement. And, yeah, it's new, and it can be a little tricky to find, so just be aware. Don't give up.
Right. Well, and I know a lot of people will be down there for Empty Bowl here just previous to it. So, Blake Thomas, all part of the Take It With You. It's a one-night show happening tonight at 7 o'clock at the Underground in the Depot. And KUMD is a police sponsor. We'll be down there. And
yeah.
And hopefully we'll record it. Maybe some future life to this radio theater.
I certainly hope so. No, we're so pumped to be able to work with KUMD. And the Duluth Playhouse has been a big supporter as well. We're just pumped for the future.
So you have musical guests. Is it just you?
This time around, it's just me. We just wanted to establish the world. No, we actually, you know, the whole cast kind of plays and sings as well. And our friend Kelly Nitz is coming up to play upright bass today from the Cities, which is fun.
Fantastic.
Oh, and Brian Schanzenbach of Blacklist Brewing is going to be a guest on the show as well. And there will be a little tasting after the show. So. That's
and the mayor,
exciting.
I guess. That's the part I'm excited about that.
Yes. Yes. He's hilarious and just wonderful. So we're happy that he's available.
Well, good luck on this new project.
Thank you.
And maybe you have one more song to take us out.
You bet.
Got a world of trouble, honey, on my mind. You're a world of trouble and I'm just a satellite. Doesn't feel like I'm moving, no, I get no farther from you. But now the earth is a mother and the moon is just blue. So how long, till all my love is gone. God, I'm gonna go down to Texas. Gonna try to unwind. Gonna leave whatever I can leave behind. Stop down through Denver, see a girl I know. Well, she broke my heart, but that was such a long time ago. how long, till all my love is gone? You could have been such a pretty memory before I drove it through the mud. But sometimes it seems to me that time is only out for blood. God, I walked into the graveyard and I listened to you pray. Said that everybody gotta have some kind of faith in some way. Well, sad people get lonely, other people get free. Everybody's gonna hurt you no matter who you decide to be. So how long, till all my love is gone? And I woke up in the morning with thunder in my head, and I wish I hadn't said whatever it was that I said. There's moonlight on the water, the ship's out at sea. Gonna leave my love for you as an unheard masterpiece. Gonna leave my love for you as an unheard masterpiece. Gonna leave my love for you as an unheard masterpiece.
103.3 KUMD with Blake Thomas, live from Studio A. That was a beautiful tune, too.
Thank you.
Well, people are in for a treat tonight, and well, good luck. This is the very first
debut.
The debut of Take It With You. So it'll be called the same thing each time?
Take It With You, yes, indeed. And you can find us at takeitwithyou.org.
All right. Blake Thomas, our guest this afternoon, and the radio theater, Take It With You, one-night show tonight. It's not a one-night show. It's a monthly show debuting tonight, Tuesday, April 15th, 7 o'clock tonight at the Underground in Duluth Historic Depot.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This is Live from Studio A, produced by Christine Dean, Maya Jensen, Cameron Flankney, and you can check out upcoming guests and listen to previous sessions all at KUMD.org. Just click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on KUMD. Thanks for listening.